after the game the other day, you said it was the first time you didn't think you made any development. When you went back and watched it, did you feel any different?
Yeah, I did. You know, quite emotional after the game. Kind of a aggressive statement there. There's definitely some improvements that were made out there. You know, still trying to build on the week before, and I think I was able to do that with my energy, you know, with the preparation that we had. You know, disappointed and you know, two balls that stand out to me that are, you know, way over receivers' heads. You know, I allowed some of the conditions to get to me there, and I just can't do that. You know, as a quarterback in the NFL, once again, you can't miss. And those two balls, you know, kind of cost us some prime opportunities to go score points.
John, how do you work on the fumbles? At the end, your pocket swarming, guys are hitting you.
Pocket awareness, understanding where you're at, just trying to keep the ball out of harm's way. You know, in the last drive there, you're trying to push the ball down the field to make something, you know, crazy happen. But for the most part, it's just about understanding, you know, where the defense is, where your weaknesses are in the pocket, and having good pocket presence so you can step up around some of those guys.
Sean, you've already played Cincinnati once this year. What value do you take away from that film, and how much do you even reference it as you begin your preparation for this week?
Quite a bit. You know, you start off with some notes. This is my first time in the NFL where I get to play an opponent twice. I think that any veteran quarterback out there would say that one of their biggest assets is going back to their old notes and understanding how defensive coordinators work. For me, this would be the first opportunity for me to step out there and learn from some of my mistakes at that time. Obviously, I was, you know, in week two or three at the time and didn't necessarily have the experience needed to you know, be at my tip-top shape. And now I believe that I've grown a lot since then, and look forward to making the corrections from that game, understanding what they've done since that game, and properly, you know, preparing myself for that game plan now.
What areas do you think specifically you have improved since
then? Protections, for one, understanding, you know, where my weaknesses are, understanding how to get the ball out. And I think I'm you know, keeping the ball out of harm's way a little more. You know, not holding on to the ball too long in the pocket or as much as I was then. I think there's a lot of things that I've been able to improve on since then, and I look forward to, you know, going out there and improving myself.
Sean, you worked out with or threw the ball to Josh, I think, a little bit on Monday. How did that go, and how much are you looking forward to having him back home?
Yeah, I look forward to going out there and practicing with him today. You know, the guy is ultra talented, and we all know it. And, you know, it's time for him to step in and play his role in the team.
When you talk about those couple of missed throws that you really want back, does anything stand out as far as why and what you can do to correct those?
You know, you just got to make sure that you're locked in and focused in on every rep you have. As soon as you become complacent with the conditions that you're in, is the time that, you know, something typically happens. For me, I got to make sure that I'm locked in on every rep that I have, and I have the proper grip on the ball and get the ball to the guy no matter what the means.
You had such a good game in Detroit, and then obviously Sunday didn't go the way you wanted it to. How have you processed going from that extreme high to low?
I think that Detroit game, we had an extra week of preparation. I felt very confident walking into it. Obviously, being in a dome, I knew I was going to be able to spin the ball a little better. Now I just got to make sure that confidence that I felt before that game, I feel before every game. You know, last week when there's, you know, a little bit of a less time before that game, since we had the bye week before Detroit, I got to be able to once again take the same preparation that I took for 2 weeks and condense it into one. Have that confidence going in every week, and hopefully play that well every time I step on the field.
Was it difficult to grip the ball Sunday?
Not necessarily. Obviously, those two throws, you know, had a little, you know, tough time on those, but for the most part, I felt pretty confident with the ball, man.
Was the second interception, the one that sailed, was that because of grip or aim?
It's just missing your target. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, at the time, I felt as if the ball got away from me. I don't know if that was release point or grip.
You mentioned your energy, but Hugh on Monday said he didn't think you had the same sideline demeanor that you did against Detroit, picking up the defense and cheering them on. Did you agree with that? And is part of that because you got off to a great start against Detroit and not a good start against Jacksonville, Matt Effectra?
Yeah, I think that definitely came into play in the last week. I think that when you start as fast as we get against Detroit, it's a little easier to see what's going on the sideline, and you can kind of feel the energy on the sideline. When you don't get off to the same start, I think it's not as apparent what the energy is on the sideline. I think that I approach the game the same way. But in order for us to, you know, continue to take our energy to the next level, I think that it's going to have to come with a little success out on the field so that the defense can kind of thrive off of the same energy we have on offense.
Sean, every time I watch the Patriots on TV, in between the series, I see Josh McDaniels talking to Tom Brady. They're looking over still photographs. They're looking at the Microsoft thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you look absolutely alone on the bench. Are you getting proper coaching when you're not on the field during a game?
Absolutely. We have a very consistent process of when I come off the sideline, I typically have some specific comments that go towards the receivers and offensive line. I collect as much information as I can. I come over, I bring it over to Coach Lee. We go over the specific notes that he had from that drive. Typically, if there's enough time on the sideline, then Coach Jackson will pull me over. So, yeah, we kind of have a consistent process. But once we get through that, you know, now it's time to, you know, make sure that we're getting back to our mental state, locking back in so we can get back out there and try to score.
So you like time alone?
I mean, yeah. I think that this game is one that you have to have confidence from within. And for me, once the proper, you know, communication goes on the sideline, I think it's on me to allow the guys around me to get back into the zone that they have. If you're in someone's ear and you know, jabbing at them, typically it takes them off their typical routine. So I think our routine is pretty good and it allows us to, you know, step out there and do well.
Sean, what's the what's the mood and the mindset of everybody in here about the record?
Try to win. I think that, you know, whether you're 0-8, 0-9, 0-10, I think the only thing that's on our mind right now is getting that first W. We're going to walk back out there. I'm sure we're going to have the same energy. We're going to be led by one of the greatest, one of the best head coaches out there when it comes to leadership and energy, and he's going to get us going. And, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to go out there against Cincinnati and kind of get our revenge back after the first loss we took.
Did you go back and watch any of the Josh Gordon film from 2013 or even last preseason?
No, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been focusing on the receiving core that we had at the time and doing whatever we can to develop ourselves to have a better passing game so we can try to score more points and win a game. I think once Josh gets back here, there will be a time and place for me to understand him a little more, open up that line of communication a little more. And, you know, once he's back out there next week, hopefully, you know, I can watch a little bit of his film and understand, you know, what type of player he is.
Did you actually throw the ball to him on Monday?
And I did.
You did? And how did that go? What was?
It went well. He's a heck of a player and looking forward to when he's back out there for us. But for now, Josh unfortunately isn't able to play with us this week. My only, you know, priority right now is winning this week. Once he gets back out there, I look forward to, you know, watching him play well again.
So are you kind of resisting becoming excited about him practicing because you know he can't play Sunday?
Yeah, it's awesome that he's going to be back. And he, once again, he's a heck of a player and he's going to be a huge asset on this team. But we got Cincinnati in front of us right now. And unfortunately, he's not able to play with us in that game.
You mentioned playing an opponent twice for the first time. What do you think you know about the Bengals now that might help you this
game? You know, I got to, you know, game plan against a very good defensive coordinator and understand the mindset that he has. Obviously, Coach Jackson has you know, been there and understands him quite well. And we're just looking forward to making the proper adjustments from my last game. I think this is going to be the first time where I can truly understand where I was at that time by looking at my notes and watching the film on that and now understand where I am now and how the different tools that I've been able to gain now will be able to hopefully help the lack of success that I had the first time we played against him.
Can you tell something different with Hugh preparing for this game because he knows those guys? I mean, it's been a couple of years, but a lot of the defensive guys are still the same. Do you get more information from him or extra insight than you would any other week? Or
I think that's something we'll hold close to home. I think that Coach has played against quite a few defensive coordinators. He's been in this league a long time and understands different guys at a different level. But for Cincinnati, obviously, it hits home for us all here when we run a very similar system since Coach, you know, was most recently there. But for the most part, I think it's pretty equal on the knowledge that we have on a lot of the coordinators out there, and our game plans kind of show that.
What did Corey show you in his first game back, and can he even take further steps in week two?
Absolutely. I think that that was a little glimpse of the receiver that he can be. Obviously, we saw a little bit of it last season. And now, you know, this season, he's trying to get right back on track. Unfortunately, when you suffer the injuries that he suffered, it's hard to, you know, create a consistent you know, showing of how good he can be. And I look forward to him, you know, taking the next step from last week and becoming one of the better receivers in this league.
Is the fact that the Browns tried to trade for A.J. McCarron in the back of your mind at all as you go into Cincinnati?
No. No, that's way back when. I'm here. I'm the starting quarterback, and I look forward to doing whatever I can to continue to gain the respect of my teammates and of this organization so that I can stay in this position as long as I can.
Sean, there's been some talk about, you know, lack of touches for, like, Duke and David. Is some of that, do you need to maybe make more of an effort to get them in football, or will that just come naturally?
You know, right now it's on me to understand the system that's put in place for our offense. And if the first read's open, I got to make sure the ball's on him accurately. If the second read's open, then I need to reset my feet and get to that. I think that through a game plan, we try our hardest to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. When they're not available, you got to get to the next option. I think that those are two great guys, Duke and David, want the ball in their hands to be able to make plays after the catch. And I look forward to trying to get them the ball as much as I can. But right now, we got to be able to spread the love. We got to be able to, you know, push it to as many guys as we possibly can to keep the defense off balance, so that we can eventually, you know, stay ahead of the defense.
Do you as a quarterback get the sense when the run game isn't working at all, or when you think, hey, if we keep pushing it, it's gonna break? Do you get, how do you determine?
No, that's not necessarily my job. You know, right now I'm in a position where I'm just trying to execute, you know, the play that's called in. I think that we have, you know, one of the better coaching staffs in the league when it comes to game planning and understand how to take what the defense is giving at the time. You know, Coach Jackson, you know, has his own mindset on the plays that he calls in, and I just take those plays and do whatever I can to execute.